of November, the 19th of November, not only can you change the whole, not change the meaning, but change the perception of meaning of a word when you emphasize different syllables, but it's also a small comedic device, isn't it? It's like my man there, Frank Gray, getting everybody's gender fucked up. Who would think that you could, like, base a character, pretty much that's what makes Frank funny. He's, you know, his age, too. He's based on my dad, but my father was never that fucking far gone, except, you know, right when before he died. Before my dad died, he didn't know, he had a newspaper in front of him that was upside down. When my father, the month before he died, when the strokes finally got to his brain, he was looking at imaginary business cards. These are the guys that he had to go talk to. You know, what are you doing, Dad? I'm just looking at who I've got to see today, my appointments. Okay, that's great, Dad. Yeah, it'll be great. Last time I saw my father conscious. The last time I saw my father, he was in a coma. But conscious, he was in a locked psychiatric facility in Torrance, Del Amo Psychiatric Facility, because he had been violent with my stepmother. Hadn't done anything serious, but I think he'd pushed her or shoved her. He was tending toward that kind of thing, and the doctor was telling me all about what happens when you have, you know, dementia, strokes. He didn't have Alzheimer's. They thought he did, but he didn't. It was different. It was a series of strokes that just finally shut the blood off to his brain, and he was like, you know. That's all right. Go to the panic button. Thank you. All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. All right. Here we go. This is what we are going to do.
We're going to go to the bloody website here. Now then, what I'll do, Dudley?
Let me see. Okay, that's cool. That's groovy. And you see me reaching over, right? Because this goddamn setup for this thing is so fucking fucked up that when we got the mini TriCaster in here, it just was like a piece of shit. It's a great TriCaster, don't get me wrong, but the way it's set up is I'm crossing over to do that. I don't have, God forbid, I should have a motherfucking mouse on this side of the... Get the goddamn thing out of here! How long is this thing, man? I mean, will it go, like, can it go a long distance or something? Whew. What I could do is run out to the store and grab a... So here we go. The 19th, right? November 2018? Not this goddamn movie again. Christ, they got this goddamn On the Town with Frank Sinatra, Biff Wiedemeyer, Joe Blow. The movie starts with a hard hat on the docks. Is this guy actually singing? This goddamn... What is it with the 50s where they love these musicals, you know? Yeah. What is this? Oh, 6 a.m.? It's about these sailors that get to go into New York. Oh, not this goddamn fucking... Oy, oy, oy. Turn it down before I fucking vomit blood. What's the big rush? Well, we're here. We look really stupid in our fucking sailor suits. You know, these movies, where they push the hat, my brother used to say... Well, he had a lot of things to say. We got out of the Navy about this shit, but... He used to say, this is the one reason why people think the Navy is full of nothing but fucking fruits. These goddamn movies. You know, with the hat pushed back. I never knew it. I'm probably... But I guess you get your ass thrown in fucking jail, in Navy jail, if you wear your fucking hat back like you're in a goddamn fucking bitch, 40s bitch movie. All right, so let's see. What are we doing here, man? What month is this? What day is this? What year is this? No, the 19th of November. Here we go, yeah. You may have guessed by now, it's really early in the morning. Why? Why am I doing this early in the morning? You're watching this on Tuesday. What am I pointing at? You're watching this on Tuesday, but this is Monday morning that I'm doing this because I'm going into LA for a bunch of shit. And all kinds of shit I got to do today. So I am getting this motherfucker out of the way now, man. Lang Delton sings romantic songs from the Time Life CD. Lang Delton, From Me to You, Nonstop. This is when I was losing my fucking mind, man. Lang Delton. All written by Lang. And yes, it'll feature Lang's classic, Something Attacked Me on the Way. What the fuck? Something Attacked Me on the Way. What? What's the end? What's the... Sorry, folks. I'm waiting for the fucking goddamn thing to open up. On the way to my car. Margaret Gray co-hosts. Holy shit. All right. Who could say no to that, man? That's going to be a beautiful goddamn thing. Now, what? Oh, Jesus. Okay. New York, New York's a wonderful town. Your ass is up and your feet are down. Your girlfriend's ass is way up there. Dude, sorry, I'm being silly and stupid. And stupid and silly.
What gives you, man? What gives? Huh? What gives?
New York, New York, wonderful town. Your girlfriend's ass is up in the air. I know, I'm just silly. I'm sorry. I apologize. Please, please, please. These are the little things that keep me alive. That's all. I don't mean anything by them. I guess it shows me to be a sexist, perved out, weird guy, you know? But actually, I just like to have a laugh. A laugh and a spot of tea. A cup of coffee. You and me. Hey. I got me a lyric. What do you think? Gene Kelly. Let's talk about him. No, I'm kidding. Hey, it's all I got left, man. You know, I got to continue to satirize. What I have to do is, guys my age, we have to put the history of this whole fucking thing we're in. Because everybody's like moving and grooving toward the future, which is cool, which is what you should do, especially when you're young. But you need to know what the whole background on this shit is, man. It's like guys popping around in New York in sailor suits. I can't even, I don't want to go there. You know, I will say one thing about New York that was always a wonderful... Of the many things that I love about New York, and there's a lot of things to love about New York, it never ends, the list of things, is putting to bed this whole idea that New Yorkers are unfriendly, which is, I don't know where they get this. Yeah, there's unfriendly people, there's unfriendly motherfuckers in this goddamn little fucking seaside burg I live in, okay? But if you're ever lost in the fucking subway, you will find out how friendly New Yorkers are. They will help you, and they will tell you, you know, if you want to make fucking small talk, sometimes you get the brush, whatever, who gives a shit, you know. But if you're really looking for help, New Yorkers are there, man. Like in most towns, in other words, you know. Like any goddamn, like any fucking, everybody talks about Chicago being this, you know, such a great Midwest example of America. Chicago's a fine city. Doesn't compare to New York, in my opinion, but that's just, you know, that's coming from a West Coast guy who doesn't know shit, right? I don't live in a real city. I live in a big fucking bunch of towns cobbled together to make a city. Help! Okay. Excuse me. This is God Dancing on the Face of the Water. That's the name of this. It's the end theme to the movie Heat. Remember when Robert De Niro is dying and he puts his hand up and Al Pacino. It's a very powerful fucking scene. It's beautifully acted, photographed. The music is amazing. And it's a powerful scene. And this is the music. And this is the music done by Moby, I think. I think. First time I heard this, I was driving in from the Buddhist Cultural Center outside of Miami, which is it's out in near the Everglades. And I was driving and it was night, and I was listening to the University of Miami radio station. I don't know the call letters, and the cat was playing this. It was like, is this a perfect scene? Is what I'm trying to say. I got a lot of shit I got to do today, man. So come on, Phil. Across the street from my house, I'm getting out of my car.
Yeah.
I got some groceries. I got some shit that I'm pulling out of the car. And I'm not trying to show you my chest hair because I know that excites a lot of the male viewers. The women have never commented.
It's true.
I better button up here because I'm fucking around.
The guys get hard-ons.
I'm hotter than goddamn hell is what I am.
November.
I said, no, I don't. Well, we know he belongs to one of these houses. So anyway, I go over, I look at this little guy. He's a little shih tzu. He's a cute son of a bitch. He's got the greatest goddamn disposition in the world. He's licking your face.
Was this fucking...
He's old and he's filthy. And he walks in that kind of splay.
I thought that was December this happened.
A lot of older dogs, but it's not arthritis, as I subsequently found out. So I said, I'll take him in, you know, because I'm a soft touch for animals these days. You guys who've been with me for a while know. So I took this guy in. I said, well, fuck it. You know, if he takes a shit on the rug, we always clean that up. I don't know what his trip is. The first thing I'm thinking of is water. Anytime you get a stray,
What was her name? I could have sworn this was last December.
See, I was tired. He's getting more sleep than me, you know.
This is a Monday. So I'm reminiscing over what happened over the weekend, I guess.
Maria said to me, and then something attacked me on the way to my car. Something attacked me on the way to my car last night.
Yes, Lang, that is a great one. When did you write that?
I wrote that just now. Just this moment. And no, it's not improvised. And no, it isn't just some amazing piece of writing.
I wrote that.
I actually worked out the music.
And what about the instrumentation?
The instrumentation, I did, if you'll notice, I did horns and strings. Listen. I'm telling you. That's instant comedy right there.
As far as I'm concerned. I worked out the instrumentation.
You did purchase her books, though?
Yes, I did, and I...
Too much partying, man. Too much off-season... Whatever. Over top of shit.
What a riot.
Although the receiver...
That
got face mask.
Last year, I was so into football...
When Lawrence Taylor tackled Joe...
When did this fucking thing start?
Finally here. And Podcast One Sportsnet is your home for the best football podcast to help you kick off your turkey. Hey, everybody. Thanksgiving is finally here. And
yeah.
You didn't know? It's right there on the calendar.
No, I didn't. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, there it is. Anyway, Thanksgiving is here.
A couple days.
In a couple of days. Podcast One Sportsnet is your home for the best football podcast to help you
know,
kick
really
off
thinking
your
turkey
day games. Get all your football chatter from the biggest names in football, including Dan Patrick, Rich Eisen, Jim Harbaugh, Ross Tucker, R.J. Bell.
Ross Tucker, who the fuck is Ross Tucker?
You said Underdog. The Underdog Network.
Yeah.
And more.
Now, which of those names are the biggest names in football?
Yeah. I was going to ask.
Yeah, no kidding.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at Podcast One, and check out these great shows every week on Podcast One or wherever you get
your favorite
podcasts.
I don't mean to be an asshole, but I think I will be. You know,
biggest names in football. Who? Let me tell you something, my man. This will be the last time I comment on this. Probably not, but... I've been watching football my whole goddamn life, and my father played... football professionally in Canada. That may not be as cool a thing as some of your pappies playing football in college. Like a lot of people said to me, well, it's my dad played college football. Good. You know, I'm just telling you, my father played, he got paid to play football in the country of Canada. And they got injured and they hurt and, you know, all the same stuff. May not have been NFL quality, but then, you know. And so I've been watching that piece of shit fucking game my whole life. I played a little of it in high school. I wasn't big enough. I was a skinny ass fucking runt. And sat on a bench at Arcadia High. And I went to a school for 3 years that didn't have football, which was LaSalle High School. So when I got my senior year, I thought I'd give it a shot. Forget it. And grew up watching this game. In the intervening years, enjoyed the living shit out of it. Watched the fuck out. Had season tickets for the LA Rams for some, I don't know, 10 years, which is long enough as far as I'm concerned. Lifetime season tickets. I could give a fuck, you know. Who am I going to leave them to? You know, you're going to leave your season tickets to people. It was fine. The Rams had pretty lean years, but then they had some exciting years. We had the Eric Dickerson years. We had going to the NFC title game, getting our ass kicked by the Bears. Going to the NFC title game and getting our ass kicked by somebody else. We also beat the 49ers a couple times. It was very exciting. But most of the time we got our asses beat by the 49ers. Nonetheless, it was always fun. The best game I went to was the playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, 84, 83, I forget, 85. And God, did we kick the living shit out of them. And Dickerson ran wild. He ran for 240 yards or something. It was insane. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. But as the years went by, the concussion thing came out. That started to bother me, especially when it came to kids. And then this piece of shit in the White House, who started opening his goddamn motherfucking yap. And that's fine. I mean, he can see what he wants. But what bothered me was this scum ownership of the NFL that went along and sucked his dick every time they're back there in fucking Washington, D.C., went along with it. Then we find out the guy that owns the goddamn fucking Dolphins, trying to tell you that, well, I like to donate to both sides, has a fucking barbecue for this motherfucker, like he don't have enough fucking money. This fucking Stephen Ross, who owns the Dolphins, Christ almighty, did you fucking kill it for me, motherfucker? Not just for the Dolphins, but for the whole goddamn fucking game. So I don't follow this shit. Yeah, when it comes on, I can't help but take a look at it, but I didn't watch the Super Bowl last year. I heard it was a piece of shit. I don't know. The fucking score was indicative of a piece of shit game. But I don't care, you know. And every time I see it now, I think of just a bunch of fucking chumps. That's all. And then the fans. I used to enjoy being a fan of football. The fans now strike me as a bunch of stupid cunt rednecks. That's all. Especially these cheap... These fucking chumps that burned their motherfucking uniforms, burned all their merch, these dumb assholes spent money on in the first fucking play. Motherfucker, I'll tell you one thing. I buy season tickets. I don't buy fucking goddamn jerseys and hats. Fuck that. So, nonetheless, all these dumbasses burning... what does that mean, man? Because the next year, they're right back there in front of the TV set watching that shit. Just like the stupid cunt that I talked to on whatever it was, Twitter... who in one tweet is talking about all those spoiled fucking players, read black guys, you know, what are those black guys? And Trump, the racist cunt, talking about these guys aren't smart enough to know what it is they're protesting. If you've ever heard a goddamn more racist statement in your motherfucking life, I want to hear what it is, because that's that dog whistle shit that white people understand. Black people understand it too. They're not bright enough to understand. What does that mean? Trump, all these guys went to college. What are you talking about? Because they're black? Anyway, you dumb, fat, fucking piece of shit. It's too bad I won't outlive Donald Trump. It really is too bad because, and I won't, because it would be fun to go to his graveside and take a fucking piss on it. Nonetheless, it'll probably be well guarded. They'll probably bury his fat motherfucking ass someplace, you know, like Arlington. Christ, if they put that motherfucker in Arlington, they had to just close the whole... they had to dig up everybody else and move them, you know. So that's my love affair with football. As last year, you could see I still dug it. That still hadn't gotten to me, you know, the whole... but that took place in the 2017 season, yeah. Oh, man. Oy, oy, oy. All right, bitches. We ready to go? Let me see. The following program is brought to you by Lang Delton Productions. Oh, wait. Missed that. Well, I guess I don't really have to miss it. Wait, hold on. Favorite podcast. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I was going to ask. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at Podcast One, and check out these great shows every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. All right, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There it is, bitch. We done. Time to start the show. Phil Hendry here for Pluto TV. Football season is in full swing. Why don't you head over to your Pluto TV and check that out, along with your... Oh, I can't do that, can I? No. Have you gotten your Pluto TV yet? You haven't? I've been telling you every day, nonstop. And you haven't yet downloaded Pluto TV onto your favorite device, have you? Have you? Have you? I know you watch a lot of television, so do I. How about hundreds of TV channels and thousands of movies and thousands of ways and different fun things to do with your fucking mind? Where are my fucking glasses? They're not with me. That's another smart thing you did, Phil. You didn't bring your glasses with you. Why are you being dumb, you cunt?